Mumineen, Assalamu Alaikum. I would like to give my congratulations to the Prophet and the Masumeen for the happy occasion of Eid Milad al-Nabi and Eid al-Zahra. Salawat. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam, said, seek knowledge from the cradle till the grave. According to the teachings of Islam, seeking knowledge is one of the great acts of worship, which leads one to the path of paradise. However, the aim behind seeking knowledge is more important than the knowledge itself. Seeking knowledge with a divine aim for the pleasure of Allah and His creatures leads one to the path of paradise in the presence of the prophets and awliya. But seeking knowledge for personal, mundane, or worldly issues leads one to sins, ignorance, and ultimately hell. Knowledge is the center of knowledge is the basis of every sublime state and the culmination of every high station. That is why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam, said, it is the duty of every Muslim, man and woman, to seek knowledge. That is the knowledge of taqwa and certainty. He also said, seek knowledge, though it be in China. This brings me to the topic of my speech, the pursuit of knowledge. This topic is chapter 26 of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi's book for the Hadith. In the beginning of the chapter it says, Abu Abdullah alayhi salam said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alayhi Muhammad wa ajjil farajum, say, one who proceeds on the path in the pursuit of knowledge, Allah makes him proceed therewith on a path to paradise. And verily, the angels spread their wings for the seekers of knowledge out of delight. Verily, the inhabitants of the heaven and the earth ask forgiveness for the seekers of knowledge, even the fish in the sea. The merit of the alim over the abid is like the merit of the moon over the stars on a full moon night. The ulama are the heir of the prophets, for the prophets did not leave behind the legacy of wealth, but that of knowledge. So whoever partakes of it derives a plenteous benefit. Imam Khomeini broke this hadith into five sections. The way to paradise and the path of knowledge. The angels asking for spreading their wings for the seekers of knowledge. The inhabitants of the heaven and earth asking forgiveness for the seekers of knowledge. The superiority of the alim over the abid. And the ulama being the heir of the prophets. Salawat. It should be known that the sciences are absolutely divisible into two kinds. One is the science of the worldly sciences, whose ultimate aim is worldly desires. The other is the science of the hereafter, whose purpose is attainment of malakuti stations and degrees. And this hadith refers to the second type of science, the science of the hereafter. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam, said, acquisition of knowledge is incumbent on every Muslim. From this, we can get 5 points. Number one, this tradition intends to state that no matter what level of knowledge one may be at, he should strive to make further advance. The Prophet means that seeking knowledge is wajib on all Muslims, scholars as well as the ignorant, beginners as well as the experts. No matter what level one is at, he is like a child entering into adulthood and should learn things which he did not know before. Number two, this tradition intends to state that the Muslim is never relieved from his responsibility of acquiring knowledge. Number three, no field of knowledge or science is undesirable or detestable in itself, because knowledge is like light, and it is always desirable. The only reason that some sciences have been regarded as undesirable is because of the bad effects they produce. Number four, the knowledge which is wajib on every Muslim to acquire is the one which elevates his position in the hereafter, and that which brings him closer to Allah. Number five, The levels of acquisition of knowledge differ from person to person according with their talents. And even with a particular person, the level changes as he grows. So a person should always seek more knowledge. This does not mean we cannot learn knowledge from our regular school. As Shahid Mutahiri rightly points out, such classifications may entail that the non-religious sciences are alien to Islam, and this seems incompatible with the universality of Islam, which offers full felicity upon mankind. A religion which considers itself self-sufficing cannot estrange itself from the issues which play a vital role in securing welfare and independence for the Islamic society. According to Shahid Mutahiri, Islam's comprehensiveness and finality as a religion demands that every field of knowledge that is helpful to the Islamic society be regarded as a part and parcel of the religious sciences. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjal farajam, was asked, "What is knowledge?" He said, "To keep silent." He was asked then, he said, "To listen attentively." He was asked then, he said, "To remember." He was asked then, he said, "To act upon what is learned." He was asked then, he said, "To propagate." So knowledge is absolutely the way to action. And the path of knowledge is the way to the path of paradise. And the way to the path is also part of the path. Fatima Tabatabai, Imam Khomeini's daughter-in-law, says, "The advice of Imam was this: after you have brought knowledge in line with your intellect, try and give it to your heart. When you give it to your heart, it will be the promoter of affairs. When you don't give knowledge to your heart, it will become like a box which your memory is filled in, like a library, and this knowledge itself will become a veil. So we should send knowledge to our heart and then act upon it." Salawat. The next section of the hadith talks about the angels spreading their wings for the seekers of knowledge. Hazrat Miqdad alayhi salam said, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam. Verily, the angels spread out their wings for the seekers of knowledge out of delight for him, so that he can walk over them. From this, we come to know that one who takes the first step towards God and his good pleasure stands over the shoulders of the angels and sits on their wings, and this celestial carpet remains until the high achievements of knowledge and learning." Salawat. The next section talks about the inhabitants of the heaven and earth asking forgiveness for the seekers of knowledge. In a hadith, it is said, "Knowledge in its entirety is power in its entirety." It should be known that there are other creatures other than us in the earth and the heavens, and that we cannot see them because they have a malakuti aspect and we are veiled from the malakut. So it is no wonder if they ask forgiveness for the human being pursuing the path of knowledge and moving towards God. The fourth section talks about the alim's superiority over the abid. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam, said, "The ink of the scholars and the blood of the shuhada will be weighed on Qiyamah, and the ink will be heavier." That is why Imam Ali alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajam, he said, "Knowledge is better than wealth because of seven reasons. Number one, knowledge is inheritance of prophets, while wealth is inheritance of Pharaoh. Number two, knowledge does not diminish with spending, while wealth diminishes with spending. Number three, wealth requires to be protected, while knowledge protects its owner. Number four, knowledge will enter the kafan, while wealth will not be permitted. Number five, wealth is for both the believers and unbelievers, but knowledge is only for those who are worthy of it. Number six, knowledge will facilitate passing over the sirat, while wealth will pour troubles. Number seven, people are always in need of scholars, but people are not always in need of those possessing wealth." In another hadith, it is stated, "The man of faith moves in five lights. His entry is light, his exit is light, his knowledge is light, his speech is light, and his passage to paradise on Qiyamah is light. With all this, one can tell how much superiority an alim has over an abid. Another hadith mentions, knowledge is a light that God casts into the heart of anyone that he wishes. It should be known that ibadah cannot take place without knowledge, and hence the abid has a light that is particularly his. The difference between the abid's light and the alim's light is the abid's light is like the light of a star on a full moon night, where it only shines for itself and for nothing else. But the alim's light is like the light of the moon on a full moon night, and it illuminates for everyone. With all this in mind, it does sometimes become haram for someone to seek knowledge. Imam Ali alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ajil farajum, said, do not seek knowledge for four aims. Number one, self-glorification in front of people of knowledge. Number two, quarreling with the ignorant. Number three, showing off in gatherings of people. And number four, attracting attention of people for an office of authority. Salwat. The last part of the hadith is about the ulama being the inheritance of the prophets. This inheritance is spiritual, and after the prophets, the function of instruction and rearing lies with the ulama, who are the real heir of the prophets. The prophets did not leave anything but that of wealth and knowledge and divine teachings, and not wealth. The ulama have a higher position because they know more. And in Quran, Surah Zammar, Ayat 9, it says, are those who know and those who don't equal? In conclusion, the pursuit of knowledge has many benefits in the hereafter, and every Muslim has a duty to acquire knowledge for the pleasure of Allah. Our great Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ajil farajum, said, he who learns knowledge for other than God, his aim be other than God, will abide in the hell. One whose knowledge increases, but his salvation does not keep pace with it, his remoteness from God increases. One whose knowledge does not benefit him to the way of Allah is similar to the load of books carried on the back of a donkey. As Shaykh Baheshti puts it, any area of knowledge, as long as it does not become in the hands of Taghut, is a means of enlightenment. Otherwise, knowledge may also become a means of misguidance. The only limit set to the acquisition of knowledge is that Muslims should seek useful knowledge. Our great Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ajil farajum, said, my Lord, save me from the useless knowledge. Any knowledge helping man in performing his God-assigned role in this world is useful. Other than that is considered useless knowledge. Know that a small amount of knowledge requires a great deal of action, because knowledge of the hour requires a person who has such knowledge to act accordingly during his entire life. Prophet Isa alayhi salam said, I saw a stone on which was written, turn me over. So I turned it over. Written on the other side was, whoever does not act by what he knows will be doomed by seeking what he does not know, and his own knowledge will be turned against him. Ayatollah Behjat used to say, had people acted upon their knowledge, their affairs would have improved. Meaning, if people had been doing their wajibat and stayed away from haram and endeavored to do the commendable acts as much as they could, their affairs would have improved. In the end, the legacy of the prophets by virtue of the prophetic function and spiritual inheritance is not wealth and treasure, rather it is knowledge. May Allah keep us on the right path and on the pursuit of knowledge and hasten the reappearance of our Imam and include us in his army. Now let's just try Dua Imam Zamana. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرزك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. خدايا خدايا تا انقلاب مهدي از نهزة خميني محافظت بفرما. خامنائی رهبر به لطف خود نگهدار. رزمندگان اسلام نصرت عطا بفرما. دیدار روی مهدی نصیب ما بگردا. زیارت امام حسین نصیب ما بفرما. آمین یا رب العالمین. صلوات.